message.
In life, there are inevitable moments that we all must face. Our palms sweat, our minds race, and our hearts feel as if they might be right out of our chests. We want to escape, to avoid the discomfort of stressful confrontations, but we are adults, and sometimes we are compelled to have difficult conversations. They may not be fun, but they are crucial for our personal growth and for the health and well-being of our relationships. Whether it is a conflict with a friend or a family member, a disagreement with a work colleague, or a misunderstanding with a loved one, we need to summon the courage to confront these issues head on and open the door to greater understanding, empathy, and hopefully resolution. If we leave issues unspoken and unresolved, they will fester and eventually implode. Prolonging the pain and discomfort is only going to wreak havoc on our lives, relationships, and our health. If we want to develop authentic and lasting connections, we must have the courage to speak often uncomfortable truths and invite other people to do the same. When we have a willingness to be vulnerable, we create a foundation of trust and respect that enables us to navigate our challenges together. Expressing our needs, boundaries, and providing constructive feedback, these are the roots of genuine, lasting connections. In addition to our personal relationships, difficult conversations also play a crucial role in overcoming societal oppression. It is through these discussions that we confront issues of injustice, inequality, and systematic discrimination. We cannot move beyond what we refuse to acknowledge. Whether we are advocating for marginalized communities, challenging societal norms, or holding those in power accountable, difficult conversations are the catalyst for meaningful change. They are often uncomfortable, but they are necessary for creating a more just and equitable world for all of us. We all understand why difficult conversations are important, but how do we navigate them effectively? Well, there are a few key principles that are helpful to keep in mind. First, recognize that we are all human. We all have our own fears, insecurities, and perspectives. If we seek to understand other people's perspectives and validate their feelings, even when we disagree with them, we can create safe spaces for open and honest conversation. Second, we need to be clear in our communication, avoiding generalizations and sweeping statements. Instead, we should focus on the specific behavior or situation that is causing us concern. We must be careful to avoid making accusations and placing blame. Refrain from using the word you, because doing so is only going to inspire defensiveness and potential resistance. Always use I statements. For example, instead of saying, "You always ignore me and make me feel unimportant," consider, "I feel hurt when you do not respond to my messages." Next, we need to be clear and specific about the issue at hand. Avoid generalizations or sweeping statements, and instead focus on the specific behavior or situation that is causing concerns. Use I statements to express your thoughts and feelings without placing blame or accusing the other person. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel ignored," try saying, "I feel hurt when I don't receive a response from my messages." Remember, no one else can make us feel anything. Our feelings may be triggered by another's behaviors or inactions, but they are not responsible for our emotional responses. Learn to be an active listener. When someone is speaking to us, we should give them our full attention without interruption. Difficult conversations are a process, not an event. It will often take time and multiple discussions to fully address some of the issues that we are experiencing in a way that we can reach true resolution.